there's been great emphasis in the last few minutes on the things of our passage of time. I'm beginning to feel very old. But it is true, this talent very much covers my thoughts. I've been thinking a great deal about the school in the last few days and weeks. The one thing that has struck me is that one half of my working life and half of my teaching life has been spent as a member of this school. And I'm pleased to say that this is our school. The old Barnhavians tell me that I will be a member of their association for the rest of time, and I shall dine occasionally in the school, although you won't see me about the premises by then. Such is my affection for you and for this place. It couldn't be otherwise. To have worked and lived in a community warm, as vital, as naughty, as humorous, as full of problems, full of pleasures, as this school is. I hope it will always remain so. Now for this lovely gift, for a fine portable typewriter. In my new job, I shall be operating from home, and my employers do not provide me with a typist. I've got to learn now to type and look after my own correspondence instead of being so well served as I have been while I've been here. Well, it's good to learn new things. I support it. It's a terribly welcome gift, very timely, extremely generous to all. I thank you most sincerely. Only one more thing to say, and that is to wish you well and the God's leadership and all. And to ask the school captain if he would be kind enough to dismiss the school at such a rate that I should be able to say goodbye to you individually between that door and the top of the steps. So, don't rush. I should be there quite a time. I know you're very anxious to get the first message. Good luck to you all.